Namanda,
I'll begin my talk this morning by reading a passage from the writings of Shindan Shonin. This is the section of the Shoshinge that talks about Shakyamuni Buddha and the Dharma talks that he gave. Shindan Shonin ga kakareta Shoshinge no ichibu wo haidoku itashimasu ので issho ni gassho wo shite itadakitai to omoimasu. Shakyamuni Tathagata on Mount Lanka prophesied to the multitudes that in South India the Mahasattva Nagarjuna would appear in this world to crush the views of being and non-being.
Shakusun wa ryōgasen de daishū ni minami indō ni ryūjū bōsatsu ga arawarete umu no Jakken o subete uchi yaburi totoi daijō no hō o toki kangiji no kurai ni tatte amida butsu no jōdō ni ōjō suru darou to ōsei ni natta to namanda butsu namanda butsu namanda butsu namanda
butsu. Good morning, everyone. Minasan, ohayou gozaimasu. Thank you very much for joining us this morning for our August Shotsuki Hoyo, in which we remember those loved ones who passed over to the other shore during the month of August.
本日、 8月 の Shotsuki Hoyo、 8月 に お浄土に往生した方々を偲ぶお参りにようこそのご参拝でございます。
This past week we've had some very hot weather, haven't we? Particularly Monday and Tuesday was very hot. And for me, I find it, I have a bit of a, probably one of the great challenges, I think, of married life is that you have to agree on the same temperature for your bedroom when you're trying to sleep at night. And so I am what we might call an atsugariやつね. So I always feel a little bit hot. I'm from the Midwest, so I grew up in a cold place, and so I just naturally, I think, I prefer things a little bit cooler than my wife does, and so there's always a kind of battle about whether the fan is going to stay on at night or not.
まあいつも妻と扇風機をつけるかどうかは話し合うにならないと、まあ眠ることができないんですね。
And so particularly this past week, Sunday and Monday night, I was just so hot that I had to get up in the middle of the night and take a shower so that I could get back to sleep.
でまあ暑くてもうシャワー浴びてからまた寝ることに。
And so when it's really hot, you know, like this, I just, you know, I feel, oh, I'm so uncomfortable. But then on Tuesday, I was had the opportunity to go to Concord for their, they had an Obon celebration this past week. So I took the BART over to Concord in the evening, and I arrived around 5 o'clock. And I stepped off the nice air-conditioned BART train, and I realized it was like stepping into an oven. Stepping out into that, you know, because it's sort of on the other side in the inland area. And it was, you know, even at 5 p.m., I looked at the dashboard of the car, the person who picked me up, and they have those temperature readings, and it said it was 100 degrees at 5 p.m. And so I was like, oh, it's so hot. I'm so glad that I live in San Mateo because it's so nice and cool.
で、まあ、コンコード行ったら本当に暑くて、サンマテオに住んでよかったなと思いました。
And I was reminded, of, you know, what a comfortable place we live in. And I was thinking about this and this hot weather that we've been having, but how comparatively cool and comfortable it is here. I was reminded of the story of Shakyamuni Buddha, the Buddha, the historical Buddha, the founder of our Buddhist tradition, and particularly his childhood. He grew up in very luxurious circumstances. And it said that he had three palaces that he lived in growing up as a child. And each one was perfectly suited to the seasons. So India gets even hotter than it does in Concord. And in India, in the hot summer months, he had a palace that was up in the hills where it was nice and cool. Then there's a rainy season in India. It rains very heavily. And so during the rainy season, he had a palace in an area that was comparatively dry. And so he didn't have to deal with that sticky, humid weather. Then, during the cold months, he had a palace in a nice warm area, like the sort of the Palm Springs of India, where he could go and enjoy perfect comfort in any season. And so he grew up in this way. Whenever discomfort arose, he had a place where he could go to be more comfortable. He could always go to a place that was most comfortable for him. And he had everything that he could wish for. All the delicious food he wanted to eat, all of the fun entertainments, everything he wanted, he received and lived very comfortably.
まあ、釈尊というあの私たちの、まあ、仏教という教えを始まった方が、あのとっても贅沢な暮らしを子供の時にして、3つのお汁があったと言われますね。あの暑い時は涼しいところに行って、雨がたくさん降る時は乾燥した地に行って、寒いところに暖かいところに行けて、もう自分が好きなところ、好きなもの、苦しみはほとんど合わなかったですね。
And yet it said that he felt that this was not satisfying, that something was missing. Something was missing, that just constantly chasing after pleasures, this was an empty life.
そして釈尊が楽しいことばかりを求めるのはもう虚しいことだと気づいたんですね。
He felt that this is an empty existence and he began to question, there must be something more. And he turned completely in the other direction. He left home. He left this comfortable circumstance. He left these comfortable palaces. And he deliberately sought out the most uncomfortable circumstance. He refused to eat rich foods. He got to the point where he was eating only one grain of rice per day. He would deliberately go to the coldest places during the cold months. During the hot months, he would seek the hot place, sit out under the sun. And he would seek discomfort, turning completely in the other direction, having realized that seeking after pleasure is an empty pursuit and won't lead to happiness, he went completely the other way and began to seek discomfort and shy away from all comforts and all pleasures.
そして釈尊がこういう楽しいことばかりを求めること、楽ばかりを求めるのは虚しいと気づいたら、また正反対のように苦しいことを認めて、苦しいことを求めて、大変なことを求めて、自分の楽のことから逃げようとしたんですね。
And he thought that by running away from all comfort and all pleasure, that he could realize freedom and he could realize peace of mind. And he did that for 6 years of his life.He sought that lifestyle until eventually he collapsed from exhaustion. He ran out of all energy and he just collapsed down on the ground. And at that time, it said that a young woman came by who was bringing some milk home to her family. Her name was Yasodhara, or Sujata rather. His name was Sujata. Her name was Sujata. And as Sujata passed by, she saw him lying there on the ground.And Sujata took pity on him. She said, look at this poor guy. He's starving him. He's starving to death. He's just lying here. I'll pour some milk into his mouth to nourish him. And as he received that nourishment, then he became revived and revitalized. And he realized that he needed to give himself the basic needs of his life. He needed to give himself the things that he needed in order to pursue his path to awakening. And this realization, we call this the realization of the middle way for Shakyamuni Buddha. Then from there, he went to sit under a tree, sought the seat of the tree, the shade of the tree, rather than just sitting out in the sun where it was baking hot. He sat comfortably under a tree, he accepted a gift of grass as a cushion. So rather than choosing the most uncomfortable seat he could find sitting on pokey rocks and sharp sticks, he took a comfortable seat of grass. And he found that there needed to be this balance, this middle way, not to chase after pleasures, but also not to deny his basic needs.
して、まあ、釈迦様がもう苦行という苦しい修行が6年間続いたら、それが間違ったことを気づいたというのは、一回倒れてスジャータという優しい少女の方がこう牛乳をあげて、この牛乳を飲んだらまた元気が戻って、あ、やっぱりそういう自分の必要な最低限必要なこともそれもないといけないと気づいて、それがないとこういう真実を求める道は歩めないと気づいたと言われますね。
So having realized this middle way, this middle way between two extremes, the Buddha realized the path to awakening. And we take this as our own model for Buddhist living, not to constantly seek after pleasures and comforts all the time. At the same time, not to deny ourselves the basic needs that we have in our lives.
そして、まあ、私たちも仏教徒、これをお手本として、自分の、楽しいことばかりを認めるでもないし、自分の必要なことも認めて、それが、受け入れるように生きることがありますね。
And so as we reflect on this teaching, we find that it has deep implications for the way we live our lives. It has deep meaning for us, not just in terms of our physical comforts, but in the way that we relate to our loved ones, and how we care for them and how they care for us.
こういう、まあ、中道というのは、私たちの、身内の方の共に暮らすことに大きい影響をしますね。
Of course, we enjoy good times together as family and friends. We enjoy the fun, the pleasures, and that's really what we all strive for. That's basic. And that's what we should do. We should strive to live comfortably and happily with each other.
まあ、もちろんみんなが楽で幸せに暮らすのを求めるのは大切ですね。
At the same time, we find that at times things aren't comfortable. Things are difficult. People have illnesses. We encounter difficulties in our lives. Maybe a loss of a job or some sort of an interpersonal conflict. We have to part with loved ones as we had to part with those loved ones that we remember today.And at those times, we have to accept what comes into our lives as this is my life right now. It's not always what I want, but this is what it is.
まあ、私たちの人生は楽しい時もあったら、まあ、難しい時もありますね。
And the secret to living by this middle way is to be able to accept what comes without my feeling of it should be this way.It should be this way. We have an idea of I want this and I don't want that.
まあ私がこれ欲しい、これが欲しくないというのは、まあ通常の生き方ですね。
I want it to be 70 degrees in the room where I'm sleeping. My wife wants it to be 78. You know, so we have this conflict.
まあ私はこういうふうなことが欲しい。妻がこういうことが欲しい。で、それが、こういう、対立になってしまうことがあるんですね。
However, if we can learn to let go of the way I want it to be, then we can see that there are other infinite possibilities for our lives.
まあ、私がこういうふうにあってほしいということを一回手放したら、無料の可能性があると気づくことができますね。
We can realize that even in the midst of difficulty,and sadness, even in the midst of caring for a loved one who's ill, that we can still find the joy of love and kindness, the joy of caring for each other. This illness is never welcome. An illness or a difficulty is never welcome, but within that, it's an opportunity for us to practice kindness.
まあ、病気になったり、
大変なことにあたるのは、まあ、もちろん喜ぶのは最初の反応じゃないですね。でもその中に寄り添って助け合うというお心が生まれてきて、貴重なご縁ですね。
In this passage I read from the writings of Shinran Shonin at the start of my talk, he talks about, he quotes the Buddha and talks about how this teacher Nagarjuna is going to come into the world to crush the views of being and non-being. And what this means to me is to help us to see beyond the idea of yes and no, I want this, I don't want that.
という有無という、まあ、あるとないということを龍樹菩薩がそれをまあ、壊すという破ってということが私がこういうふうにやってほしい、あれが欲しくないという考え方を破るということですね。
And if we can learn to embrace and accept our lives as they come to us, then we can discover great joy even in the midst of sadness and difficultyBecause we can see that while this is a difficult circumstance, there's an opportunity for kindness and care.
してこういう、私がこういうふうにあってほしいと、こういうふうにあってほしくないという考え方を一回手放したら、そういうありのままの人生が可能性の、機会が、優しさの可能性があると、共に寄り添って親しくなることがあって、それもありがたく。考えられることができます。
So in these hot days, I'm often reminded and reflected on my own desires and my own attachments to the way I want things to be. Those times I tried to reflect on the life of Shakyamuni Buddha and the example that he sets for us of finding this middle way and learning to see the opportunities for kindness and understanding in all of our difficult circumstances.
まあ、私この暑い日が続いたら、まあ、イライラするんですけど、その中に釈迦牟尼如来のお手本を考えて、こういう自分の欲しいものと欲しくないことを一回手放したら無量の幸せになる可能性を築くことをまあ、感謝して生きていきたいと思います。
I'd like to conclude here. Once again, I'll read this passage from the writings of Shinran, and then I invite you to join me in the recitation of the Nembutsu.
じゃあ、一緒に合唱して、この親鸞聖人の言葉をいただきたいと思います。
Shakyamuni Tathagata on Mount Lanka prophesied to the multitudes that in South India, the Mahasattva Nagarjuna would appear in this world.To crush the views of being and non-being.
シャクソンが龍河川で大衆に南インドに龍樹菩薩が現れ、ウーとムーの弱点をすべて打ち破り、尊い大乗の法を説き、勘義寺の位に至って阿弥陀仏の浄土に往生するだろうと仰せになったと。
南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏。
Thank you very much. 今日のご縁ありがとうございます。